First, Rashi says, Kivan b'neser, since the behemoth became also b'anor, which Shemavaris Kechavim, is so, Toka Shem Kotshimine, it went away the Shem Kotshim from it. V'nach t'shavaz v'chavim k'chavaz v'chavim. V'yofra b'yam, it's only dirt, dirt. V'suwa m'chaybule, m'shem shkut echutz, shem b'yinis, m'shkut echutz. We're talking about that it's a bird here, it's a chatis oif. To cool the bahad yadodi kosi, by chatis oif, you only have to make a mlik or make a shvit on one simin. So with this one simin, you're over the yisra shkut echutz, you make a shvit abachutz, you're over the yisra Shabbos, and you're over the yisra abodizor. Now the Gemara says, Michti, let's see. Rav Huna, keman omu, lishamayit, who's Rav Huna says, Allah alaik, the chura kudu like ula, Iva ula, maisa koldu kom, according to ula, you don't even have to chef the kaplin simen. It's a maisa koldu. Rashi says, kivun yom rafun is simen echod, v'yasam chala milsayad ula. If so, according to ula, it's a maisa koldu, even one simen you don't have to chef the shem abadis hachavim. You don't have to have a gemar shchita. Just one simen alone, as soon as you start it right away, it becomes also. If so, you're also, as soon as you started the shechita, even before you finished it, it becomes also banor. So again, there should not be an issue of shchut echutz, because before you finish the shechita, it's already also banor. It's like offer. There shouldn't be any issue. Ella, rather, the case must be ella biyomer the gemar zivichu oivda. The case talking about where the person speaks that clearly that he doesn't want to do it l'shem avoy dezor at the beginning of the shechita, but only at the end of the shechita. So now, come talking about regular behema. He's saying clearly he first wants it to be done l'shem avoy dezor by the end of the shechita. So therefore it's called the complete shechita, and therefore there's nisha shchut echut and nisha Shabbos and nisha avoy dezor. Smor is the question, yihochi, that's the pshat. Did he tell him now we're talking about where he made it tonight light, that he first wants to be over there avoy dezor? By the Gemazvi Chiyochi, so the Gemara is, my Iri Chatis. What do we have to say the case of the Baikorban Chatis? That also has a Chatis Oif. Lishamin and Zeva, let us just say by regular Korban. Any Korban, there's the Issa Shrut Echutz, and there's Nissa Shabbos, and there's Nissa Veda Zorah. How can I fix the Dafka and the Chatis for? So it's Mashma, it has to do with the Chatis, the fact the Chatis has a Chatis Oif, that it's only one Simen. And not because the stam you're having a machshava to do it after the shas the gemar zavicha. So Mer says rather el omer mazut. Mazut says like this: mishmei d'rav papa nimer d'rav papa. That hocha b'mayaskino. We're talking about over here hocha b'mayaskino. Kagoyin shehoye chatzi kono pogum. That the kono, the windpipe, was half cut already. Exactly halfway chatzi kono was pogum. Voice the fall of kol shor. Now we finish it off a little bit more, which was the shechita, the gomru, and that's how we finished the shechita. The kula b'had yador the koson. Everything comes together. The Rastak was talking about taka chata soif, and by chata soif it's enough just to shecht one simen. The question was though, was the maisa koldu at the beginning of the shechita already becomes asa banos? Asta grubas avoy dezoro, and the Easter shchut echutz is first at the end of the shchita, even one simin. So the answer is no, we're talking about now that the simin was chatzi pogum. So all you have to do is just one little slice and you make it into a shchita. So that little purta, it all comes with asachas. That's why it says, do the chatis means the chatis oif. That you could have all three come of asachas with that one little cut. After halfway, that you make a kosher shchita, now that shchita makes it for nisa shchut echutz, makes it for nisa shchita on Shabbos, and it makes it for nisa shchita l'shem avoy dezor. The Omer Papa says, Ilav the Omer Rafun, if wasn't Rafun said that simen echod lehev, if Ilav the Omer Rafun is simen echod lehev echatis tiyufto. If it would have been the fact of Huna said over his name of Ula, that it's enough to have a Maisa called who, a Simen Echod, if it wouldn't be the Pshaw Ula said that the Simen Echod means even a Maisa called who, if without that, Lehevi Chatas Tiyufta. Then the fact that it says the Korban Chatas not be a Tiyufta to say the way we were learning before. Drashi. Lehevi Chatas Tiyufta the Ula of Mereisha. Kiyavi said, what happened when the war talking about a Behema? The Ikulamim, we could have said to say, Maisa Rabba Kom Ula. Dainu Gemar Maisa. maybe that the rule is said a maisa means a maisa rabba. If not, for what he said over clearly means a maisa koldu. If not, for that memory, I would have thought to say that my more says my maisa. What does it mean to say you have to do a maisa? Maisa rabba means say a ganza shchita. When you make a whole maisa, then you can make it also bano. So but I would have thought to say it has to be a complete maisa, means a whole maisa shchita. It's only at the end of the maisa shchita that it becomes also bano, and not before. Because the rule is said over before the Eidus that no, he meant this even the Maisa Koldu, therefore we have to say the case is talking about a Chatzis Leif, and where the corner was Chatzis Pogrom, was already half sliced, there was a Pagama hole there halfway through already, and it's not a treif yet by the corner, so you have to just cut a little bit more, the Shem Shkita, because for Shkita. Now the Yom Rav Papa, Papa says, he loved the Yom Rav Huna, not the Rav Huna said, Behemus chaveroi. We wouldn't have said the chiddush b'dolma even by a behemus chaver belongs to your chaver, not your own. But you have ichatis tiyuf, so then chatis also will not be a kasha. Even according to the havamini we're talking about, you made a complete shchita to simonim. Because my time with the day, motzi also, my time will be the reason. My time with the day, motzi also is only kirasa. The chaver le motzi asa, but your friend's behemu you can't asa. So since this chattis like doesn't, the chattis is the kahanim's, Rashi says, why chattis the kahanim? Because then it doesn't belong to the owner. I would have thought to say that you can't answer it. So without Rav Huna's chiddush that you could answer your behemoth chaveiro, I would have thought to say, no, you cannot ask your behemoth chaveiro with a maisa koldu. So Mara said, pshit, of course, without Rav Huna, of course that would have been the svaro. So Mara says, no, now the time I would have thought to say, kivun the kornel and the kapora. Since the owner receives a kapora from this korban chatis, k'didei dam yer, maybe the kapora alone is considered like it's his own korban, his own animal. So therefore, he could ask even with a kolshu, k'mash malon, that's the chiddush know, that l'maisa, since it's a chatis, when you want your makdish it, it's like now it like belongs to the kahanim. The kahanim are ones that gets the boss here. So therefore, even though you go and shecht it now, l'shem and avoid the zara, I would have thought to say you cannot answer it without the fullness halacha that you could answer. The emes chaver was a ma'isa koldu. I would have thought to say no, with a ma'isa koldu you cannot answer the emes chaveroi. And here the korban like does not belong to you anymore. Once your makdish it belongs to the kahanim. So without the Funis Chiddush, there wouldn't be any kasha why you have to have a complete Maisa Shchita and why all three come together. It's only we have to have Funis Chiddush that a person could ask even a behemoth that doesn't belong to you. Then the question was, as soon as you start off the Shchita, Maisa Koldu, with that little Maisa, even though that behemoth doesn't belong to you, it belongs to the Kanim, but your little Shchita, L'Shem Avoy Dezara, right away you make it also Bano. That was the question. If it becomes also benor, it's like afer, it's like dust already. It's something to be sorof. Since so, why is there an issa shchut echut? Why is there an issa on Shabbos? And that's the answer we're talking about now. A chatas means a chatas oif. And a chatzikon a pogom, that all you have to do is just a little bit maisa kodu to finish off the shchita. That little maisa finishes off the shchita, the shchut echut, and the issa Shabbos. Now the Gemara says, Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, Rav Yitzchak Amram, they both say that ain't all the moisa dovish and ishloi. No, you cannot ask the son that doesn't belong to you. And Rashi says, I feel the Gemara maisa. Even though you do a complete maisa shchita, still, you cannot ask the dover that doesn't belong to you. Only if it's yours, you can make it also. If it doesn't belong to you, you can't make it also. And this Gemara's the question. Maisa, we have a question. It says, Ha shoychet chatis b'shabiz. You shecht the korban chatis on Shabbos b'shogeg outside the Beis Hamikdash Shem Avodah Zarah. You have to bring three chatois. For your communion, we said the case talking about the chatis soif or the chatis korban pogim. That was the whole term we just said before. So about a chatis soif, you only have to have one simin, and even that simin where it's already chatis korban pogim, there's a hole going through half the korban already. So you have to do just a little bit ma'aseh shechita. All three come together. Now, time with the chatas soifu. So, kula v'yad yadori kosin. What's the case? We're talking about a chatas soif that all three come exactly at the same time. Avozevach by korban law. We're not talking about a korban. Now, the question is why? V'yeinodem moisadov v'shenishaloi. Ma'i v'chatas soif. I feel the chatas beim and nami be the same thing. Well, the chur doesn't belong to you. The hinder doesn't belong to you. Even though you're doing a shrit, l'shem avoid the zohar, it doesn't become osur b'ano. So it's good why it's called the shrit. The chutz why it's called the shrit on Shabbos. So what do you have to say? It's talking about a chata seifa, even a chata sebeim also. If you can't answer a dove shem nishaloi, the hinder doesn't belong to you, you can't answer the korban. So it won't be an isa, it won't become osur b'ano. So my answer is no. According to them, you have to answer that Kivon the Kanyalele Kapora, since the owner, the original owner, even though once he's marked the shit belongs to the Kahanim, they eat from the meat. But since the original owner receives a Kapora of forgiveness from this Korban Chatis, he's Kudidei Damya, that's all considered like his, and therefore when he makes the Shchit L'Shem Avoy Dezara, he can answer it. And therefore, with the shrit the kol, with the shrit the pur, to the beginning of it, it already becomes asa b'ano. It's like machtech biyofa dami. So you won't have the asa shchut echutz, and that's still needed teretz. We're talking about dafka chates oif, that all you need is a shrit and one simin, and even that one simin, it was already a chatzi kona pog. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape. You're holding that mim aleph from an aleph on top. And the last shaila was that first we had a rapuna that said, "Adam oisa dov v'shen shloi ayideya ma'isa." If you make a shchita on a behemoth chaveroi, the first rapuna said you do make it also. The next one we had was that Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, Rav Yitzchak Amram, they both say no that ain adam oisa dov v'shen shloi. If the animal doesn't belong to you, you can't ask for it, even though you do mice, even though you do a shchita to the animal, still you cannot ask for an animal that belongs to your chaver. So this is the question, Meisvei, it says, HaShrichet Chattis B'Shabbos, if somebody shechs the korban chattis on Shabbos b'chutz outside the Azoro, Uli Avorit Kechavim, and he also does L'Shem Avoy Dezoro, so it says, Chayiv Sholosh Chatois, if he does it b'shogi, he's Chayiv three Chatois. First of all, it's on Shabbos, and making a shchita on Shabbos. Then you're doing an aveira of shchut echutz. Then you're doing l'shem avoy dezara. And the community before we had a question that l'chur, as soon as you start to do the shchita, l'shem avoy dezara, right away becomes off of the yalma. So it's not called an yisra shchut echutz anymore. Then echnami, for the yisra Shabbos, that wouldn't be kasha, because by Shabbos, the chayfim netilus neshama. L'mayis, they killed the animal, even without a shchita. But you killed an animal on Shabbos, but that's Yichai V'chatis. But al Shchut Echutz, Yoni Chai V'du Amayis Shchito. So the kash was at the beginning of the Shchito, Nidu T'Shem Avoy Dezoro. Since it becomes Osta Bano, it's like Eifas, like dust, it's not called the Shchito. So what do you have, why Yichai? So Mora says, V'yakimnu, we came out, the case talking about a Chatis Eif. Or V'chatsi Kona Pogim, we're talking about, it's a Chatis, because the Eifas, you have a Chatis Eif. All you have to shecht is just one simen. We're talking about now that kono, the windpipe, was already chatzi kono pogam. It had a pogam, had a nekib through half of it. So all you had to do was just a drop more for the shem shchita. So that drop more, the shem shchita, that's when both the yisra shchut echutz, the yisra til tashama Shabbos came, and the yisra of the shem avoy dezara. Now, time or the chatzis soif. Why do we have to say something about a chatzis? A chatzis soif. The kula b'hadi adodi kasten, because all three soon come together. I was ever late, but if it would have been some a regular korban then loy, because a regular korban an animal, even though it's a chatzis, even it's a chatzis, you have to shech two simonim. So something needs two simonim. There we said as soon as you make the beginning of the shchita, the shem avay the zara, that makes it asa banot. It's not called the shchita. So you see, at the beginning of the shchita, the korban chatis, it already becomes asa b'ano, the shem avoy dezara. Now the question is, on top of mem aleph omen aleph, the question